The American Civil Liberties Union of Washington is one of the groups that's been pushing for so-called pre-trial reform. The ACLU's Jamie Hawk says when someone accused of a low-level offense qualifies to be out on bail pending trial but remains locked up, the consequences are huge. They can lose their job.
Their housing, custody of their kids, their medication is disrupted. People's lives are turned upside down.
She says people of color and people who are poor are disproportionately affected by the current system of bail. The Washington courts agrees it's something that needs to be examined. At the urging of Superior Court judges in the state and the Supreme Court's Minority and Justice Commission, a task force has been created, made up of judges, prosecutors, public defenders, and even bail business owners. Over the next year and a half, they'll look at who's being affected by the current system and examine cost-effective ways to minimize pretrial detention. Some things that have been tried elsewhere include using text messages to remind people who are out awaiting trial of their court dates. Paula Whistle, 88.5 News.